I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Washington was abuzz earlier today when word started circulating that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had resigned. That was one reported story. The other was that he was heading to the White House to be fired. In fact, no such thing has happened yet. But Rosenstein did meet with senior White House staff today. A meeting with President Trump is now scheduled for Thursday. Rosenstein, you'll remember, oversees the special counsel investigation led by Robert Mueller into Russia's involvement in the 2016 election. I asked Susan Glasser, a staff writer at The New Yorker, what she made of it all.
Somebody just tweeted, this has been a successful test of the constitutional crisis monitoring system. You know, really, for a long time, since Mueller was appointed, as you know, President Trump has raged against the Mueller investigation, calling it illegitimate and furious at his own attorney general, Jeff Sessions, for recusing himself from supervising it. The result is that because Sessions is not supervising Mueller, Rod Rosenstein has been the supervisor as the deputy attorney general. So by firing Rosenstein, Trump effectively would be reasserting control over the Mueller investigation. And that's the reason that for more than a year, Democrats on Capitol Hill, observers have been worried about exactly this moment. And so the other day, of course, there was this damaging New York Times story, really incredible story, saying that Rosenstein had spoken with colleagues about whether to invoke the 25th Amendment and try to remove President Trump from office, said possibly jokingly that maybe he should wear a wire to the White House because that would show people how incoherent or problematic President Trump was. And so, again, that naturally has raised the question of what is the future of Rod Rosenstein in a Trump administration, given these views of the president he has shared with colleagues.
Let's get back to the Rod Rosenstein as the person overseeing Mueller. Where does the Russia probe stand at this moment?
Good question. Wouldn't we all like to know that? Right now, Mueller, as you know, has achieved guilty pleas from a number of people like George Papadopoulos, most recently Paul Manafort. He's indicted the Russian hackers and trolls at the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg. But core questions of the probe so far remain publicly unanswered. What, if anything, has Mueller and his team turned up when it comes to the question of President Trump or his campaign's involvement, knowledge of collusion with the 2016 Russian hacking? We don't know the answer to that yet.
Now, all this comes as the UN General Assembly gathers in New York this week. President Trump is expected to give his address to the gathering tomorrow. What will you be looking for?
It is this incredible, once again, split-screen moment, right? We have this very inward-looking series of interlocking political crises here in the United States. We have, you know, this question of the Mueller investigation. We have the Kavanaugh hearings playing out. And then the president traveling once again to New York after having questioned the value of traditional American alliances and really upended American foreign policy and the sense that people know what kind of American presence in the world the United States is all about right now. And so I think there'll be enormous scrutiny around the world of President Trump's address. And, you know, I would look for him to continue to use strongly worded rhetoric when it comes to America firstism. The address will be once again written by Stephen Miller, his very hawkish anti-immigration young domestic policy advisor.
Now, it's been a year since Trump's first foray to the General Assembly. I mean, is he a different person as he arrives this year?
Well, you know, it's like the bad boyfriend theory. You can't really change your boyfriend no matter how much you can try, right? I think Donald Trump, at over the age of 71, is not changing a lot. However, he does appear to be at a different moment in his Trumpian foreign policy. So last year, he not only called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man from the unusual platform of the UN General Assembly, but had very bellicose rhetoric toward both Iran and North Korea. He's in a different place on both of those things right now. He's already withdrawn from the Iranian nuclear deal, and yet he said he's open to meeting with Iranian President Rouhani anytime. Obviously, he had his very friendly feeling summit meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore earlier this summer. So rather than Little Rocket Man, you know, the New York Times, I think, put it well this morning. His advisors are actually worried that President Trump might err too far in the other direction of reaching out to authoritarian leaders and seeming to want to sit down at the negotiating table with them.
Susan Glasser is a staff writer at The New Yorker. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you so much.